Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces adoption of Delhi Declaration on Civil Aviation, says India is moving forward to become a leading aviation hub by the end of this decade. Odisha government decides to provide 10% reservation and 3-year age relaxation for ex-Agniveers in uniformed services. IMD warns of heavy rain in Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh over next few days. India and China agree to work with urgency and redouble their efforts to achieve complete disengagement in remaining areas. U.S. imposes sanctions on 3 Chinese companies for aiding Pakistan's ballistic missile program. And in South Asian Junior Athletics Championship, India bags 9 gold medals in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the adoption of Delhi Declaration on Civil Aviation. The declaration was adopted unanimously at the conclusion of 2nd Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference in New Delhi yesterday. The declaration is a comprehensive framework aimed at enhancing regional cooperation, addressing emerging challenges, and fostering sustainable growth in the civil aviation sector in Asia-Pacific region. Addressing the conference, the Prime Minister said, India is now moving forward to become a leading aviation hub by the end of this decade and will be among the most well-connected region in the coming years.
Aaj Bharat duniya ke top civil aviation ecosystem mein se ek majboot pillar bana hua hai. Hamare yahan civil aviation sector ki growth abhutpurva hai. सिर्फ एक दशक में भारत ने बहुत बड़ा ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन करके दिखाया है इन वर्षों में भारत एविएशन एक्सक्लूसिव से एविएशन इंक्लूसिव के वाला देश बन गया है
Mr. Modi said, India is today a strong pillar of the global civil aviation ecosystem and the growth of civil aviation sector in the country is unprecedented. He said the number of airports has doubled in India in the past 10 years and the country has become aviation inclusive.
10 साल में भारत में airports की संख्या double हो गई है और भी काम पर हम बहुत तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। एक तरफ हम छोटे शहरों में एयरपोर्ट्स बना रहे हैं, दूसरी तरफ बड़े शहरों के एयरपोर्ट्स को और आधुनिक बनाने की दिशा में हम तेजी से काम कर रहे हैं।
The Odisha government has decided to provide 10% reservation and a 3-year age relaxation along with exemption from the physical test for ex-Agniveers in uniformed services. The decision, taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, will offer ample opportunities to ex-Agniveers in uniformed services such as police, forest, excise, fire or any other services determined by the state government. The 10% horizontal reservation for ex-Agniveers will be applied to all Group C and D posts in direct recruitment. India and China have agreed to work with urgency and redouble their efforts to achieve complete disengagement in the remaining areas. This emerged during a meeting between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and member of the Communist Party of China Political Bureau and Director of the Office of the Central Foreign Affairs Commission, Wang Yi, yesterday in St. Petersburg, Russia. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the meeting of BRICS high-ranking officials responsible for security matters and national security advisers. During the meeting, Ajit Doval conveyed that peace and tranquility in border areas and respect for the line of actual control are essential for normalcy in bilateral relations. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has said that since Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Russia, 35 Indian nationals have been released from the Russian army. MEA spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said that around 50 Indian nationals are still with the Russian army and New Delhi is working diligently to secure their release as soon as possible. This brings the total number of released Indians to 45, as 10 Indian nationals were discharged before the Prime Minister's visit. When asked about the External Affairs Minister's statements on Indo-China relations, Mr. Jaiswal said the Minister has addressed this topic on several occasions, including recently in Berlin and New Delhi.
India-China relations, we have, External Affairs Minister has spoken about it on several occasions, including recently in Berlin. We have also been keeping you informed of the developments that have happened in our talks with WMCC in that mechanism. So that is where the India-China relations are at this present time.
The United States has reaffirmed its support for a permanent seat for India and endorsed text-based negotiations to reform the UN Security Council, which has been stalled due to disagreements among a few countries. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. permanent representative to the UN, said that the U.S. is ready to work with other nations to draft and refine a resolution for a General Assembly vote and potentially amend the UN Charter. The U.S. has announced sanctions against three Chinese companies, one Pakistani company, and a Chinese citizen for their role in Pakistan's ballistic missile program. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller announced that the sanctions target the Beijing Research Institute of Automation for Machine Building Industry, which helped Pakistan's National Development Complex acquire equipment for testing large rocket motors, including those used in Shaheen 3 and Ababil missiles. These sanctions are based on a 2005 executive order designed to prevent the spread of weapons of mass destruction. Since Pakistan is not part of the missile technology control regime, these actions are seen as violations of international rules to curb missile technology proliferation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has warned of heavy rain in Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan over next few days. The downpour is expected as a result of a depression that developed over central India. In Uttarakhand, IMD has issued a red alert for heavy rain in seven districts and orange alert for rest of the state. Heavy rain is expected in Pauri, Dehradun, Bageshwar, Champawat, Nainital, Udham Singh Nagar and Haridwar districts. The Disaster Management Department has instructed all agencies concerned to ensure preparedness and complete necessary arrangements. In Uttar Pradesh, authorities are on high alert, especially in Western and Terai region, in the wake of the alert issued by the IMD. Red and orange alert have been issued for many parts of Uttar Pradesh as the state braces for heavy rain in next 24 hours. Teams of NDRF and SDRF are also on high alert in the wake of the prediction. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Flash flood occurred in tributary of Yamuna River yesterday in Jalon district of Bundelkhand region after heavy rain in last 48 hours. Administration in many districts including Pilibhit, Kanpur, Jalon and Sambhal have closed the schools and colleges today in the wake of the heavy rain prediction. Very heavy rain and flash flood is expected in Tarai and Bundelkhand along with western part and central region of the state. Meanwhile, many cities of the state are witnessing torrential rain from last 48 hours. In Jhansi, Aligarh, Farukhabad, Agra and Mathura districts, heavy rain disrupted normal life as the streets are submerged in water. As many as 5 deaths have been reported in Mathura, Bulandshahr and Moradabad districts due to rain-related accidents. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Gorakhpur.
Met Office has also warned of heavy rainfall across Delhi and National Capital Region today. Delhi and its adjoining areas have been experiencing light to moderate rainfall since last night. IMD said the rains can cause localized flooding of roads, waterlogging in low-lying areas and closure of underpasses. The rain has played havoc in many districts of Madhya Pradesh. Due to continuous rain, the dams are full and the rivers are in spate. There is a flood-like situation in many areas and the government has to run relief and rescue operations through various agencies. More from our correspondent.
In Madhya Pradesh, to help the district administration, helicopters have also been engaged in rescue and relief operations along with NDRF and SDRF teams. According to the State Disaster Command Center, rescue operations were carried out at more than 40 places in the state yesterday and more than 700 people were evacuated safely from flood-affected areas. A large number of affected people have been given shelter and relief camps in Sivni and Jhabua. Army's help is also being taken in the urban areas of Gwalior. Madhya Pradesh has received 14% more rain so far against the average rainfall. In view of the difficult situation, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has instructed officers and employees not to take leave. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The IMD has forecast heavy rain in west and east Rajasthan today. filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir closed yesterday. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be conducted today. In Haryana, nominations can be withdrawn till 16th of September. Voting for the 90-member assembly will be held on 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, scrutiny of the nomination papers for the third phase will take place today and last day of withdrawal is 17th of this month. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of next month. All eligible senior citizens covered under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJ, will be issued a new distinct card under the scheme. Official sources informed that anyone aged 70 or above, as per their Aadhaar card, will be eligible to apply for the scheme. The scheme is expected to be operational within a week. It is an application-based scheme and people need to register on the portal. The portal will offer face authentication and will have a designated link for senior citizens above 70 years of age. Sources also mentioned that those with private insurance and the employed state insurance corporation beneficiaries can also apply for the ABPMJ scheme. The Competition Commission of India, CCI, has found e-commerce giants Amazon and Flipkart engaged in anti-competitive practices by favouring select sellers on their platforms. The CCI's investigation resulted in a 1,027-page report on Amazon and a separate 1,696-page report on Flipkart, both dated from last month. The reports concluded that the companies created an ecosystem where preferred sellers were ranked higher in search results, effectively sidelining other sellers. On to sports. In the South Asian Junior Athletics Championship, India clinched 9 gold medals in Chennai on the second day yesterday. Anisha secured India's first gold of the day in the women's discus throw with a record-setting distance of 49.91 metres, surpassing the previous meet record of 48.6 metres set by A. Bajwa in 2018. Amanat Kamboj won silver with a throw of 48.38 metres, while Sri Lanka's J.H. Gaurangini took bronze with 37.95 metres. Neeru Pathak earned the 9th gold for India in the women's 400 metres, clocking 54.5 seconds. Sandra Maul Sabu claimed silver with 54.82 seconds, and Sri Lanka's K. Takshima Nuhansa won bronze with 55.27 seconds. In the men's 110 metres hurdle, Sri Lanka's W.P. Sandun Khosla took gold with a time of 14.06 seconds, edging out India's Nayan Deep Sarde, who won silver in 14.14 seconds. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. Against the backdrop of a fresh push for peace talks to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Hindustan Times writes NSA meets Putin Wang amid buzz over Ukraine. Lauding the role of the aviation sector, PM announces passing of Delhi Declaration, pitches idea for international Buddhist tourist circuit, says the Economic Times. The Times of India says Mission Mausam will soon be able to come up with artificial weather modification. The headline reads, will be able to start or stop rain in 5 years. To streamline travel and improve passenger convenience, a headline in the Indian Express says, now avail multiple journey QR tickets on Delhi Metro. All the dailies have covered the news of communist veteran Sitaram Yechuri breathing his last at Ames yesterday. And finally, under the headline, states, cities fast adopting fish as mascots, the Tribune cites 22 of India's 36 states and UTs are now officially designating state fish as city mascots to unlock the hidden potential of the fisheries sector. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces adoption of Delhi Declaration on Civil Aviation, says India is moving forward to become a leading aviation hub by the end of this decade. Odisha government decides to provide 10% reservation and 3-year age relaxation for ex-Agniveers in uniformed services. IMD warns of heavy rain in Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh over next few days. India and China agree to work with urgency and redouble their efforts to achieve complete disengagement in remaining areas. US imposes sanctions on 3 Chinese companies for raiding Pakistan's ballistic missile program. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.